few days after Jesus' body had been placed in the tomb, some women who were followers of his decided to go to the tomb with spices that they were going to put on his body, which was something they normally did back then when someone died. And when they got there, they saw that the big, huge stone that had been put over the entrance to the tomb to seal it had been rolled to the side. And so they rushed off to go tell Jesus' other followers what they had seen. And two of the men came running to the tomb to see for themselves. And the one named Peter went down into the tomb and looked and saw for himself that Jesus' body was not there. All he saw was the cloth that his body had been wrapped in just kind of laying there in a heap. And so Peter left and went home wondering what was going on. But one of the women stayed there at the tomb. Her name was Mary Magdalene, and she was just kind of staying to herself weeping. And she saw this man who she thought was the gardener, and he said, why are you weeping? And she said, if you've taken his body, please just tell me where it is so I can go get it. And the man said her name, Mary, and right away she knew that it was Jesus. And she reached out to try to touch him, and he said, no, don't cling to me, because I still have to return to God. But I want you to go and tell the other followers what you've seen here. And so she went and found the other followers and told them. And that evening, all the followers were gathered together in one room, and they had locked the doors because they were scared of what the religious leaders might do to him. And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared right there in the middle of them. And he showed them the wounds in his hand and in his side and proved that it was him. And they were overjoyed at seeing Jesus alive again. But there was one follower who was not there that day, whose name was Thomas. And when the other followers told him about what they had seen, about, you know, Jesus being alive, he said, no, I'm not going to believe that until I can put my fingers in the wounds in his hands or put my hand in the wound in his side. And so then another time they were all gathered together in a room, and Thomas was with them this time. And again, Jesus appeared right there in the middle of them. And he went to Thomas and he said, Thomas, put your finger in this wound in my hand. Put your hand inside this wound in my side. Stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said, you're my God and my King. And Jesus said, you believe because you've seen me with your own eyes. But what's going to be really awesome is when people believe without ever having even seen me.